would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban in the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, you could not write a better weather script for the last weekend of April. Just a beautiful day today with a high temperature up to about 86, mostly sunny. Very mild overnight tonight. It'll be cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice, warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still dry on Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine. Risk of widely scattered storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Montgomery man was charged with 19 sex crimes after Ozark police spotted him in a car with a 12-year-old girl. Osvaldo Hernandez was parked at a closed business with the girl about 3:30 a.m. Wednesday morning. Hernandez confessed to the crimes that included rape and production of pornography. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey on Thursday set the execution date for Keith Edmund Garvin. Garvin will be executed by lethal injection on July 19th. Garvin, now 63 years old, was convicted 25 years ago for the fatal shooting of a delivery driver who had stopped at an ATM. U.S. News & World Report released its best U.S. high schools list this week. Both Alabama's highest and lowest ranking schools are in Montgomery. Loveless Magnet School placed number one in the state, while all of MPS traditional high schools are among those tied for last. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. I hope you've had a great morning so far, and I hope the last 21 hours have gone well as well. It is a beautiful Friday here in the heart of God's country, the 26th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. The ladies of Liberty are both here. Amy Beth Shaver, a stalwart, always committed, always member of the program, a real co-host. And Allison Sinclair, a guest from time to time.
Is this a bad time to tell you all that I have to leave early today?
I don't know if this is serious or not. Are you serious?
It's serious.
Okay.
No, it's fully expected.
But it comes in with her flowers. She's been feted. Whatever.
Right.
Whatever. Okay, go ahead.
Just get here when you can, Allison. Get here when you can.
I have to go be a mother.
Oh.
Oh, all right. That other job.
I have to be a mother. Collins is going to run in the track sectionals today.
All right, Collins.
And so, yeah. So
Collins is...
So...
Scott, I don't even know what you're going to say, but I'm going to say no.
What? How can
no,
you...
No, the answer is yes.
Collins is...
What? Collins is adopted, right?
Which means she runs very, very fast.
She can run.
The answer is yes, she can do hurdles. Her mother cannot.
But so, we love you, Allison, and you're safe here.
I guess her
wrestlers
Chinese...
were never really fast either that I knew. So, I mean, it's probably good.
Her Chinese parents...
They're strong and muscular, but...
Had ups.
Fast.
But not this one. So, yeah, I do.
So, what event is she doing?
She doesn't know. She just knows what time to be there.
Yeah, some track,
Allison,
something.
Where are you going?
Every day she comes in.
It's at Hewitt Trustful.
Okay.
And I think she's running... It's either the 100-meter or 300-meter hurdles.
She's going to win.
Really?
She's going to win.
Oh, she won't win.
Why
but
won't
she's
she
there.
Win?
That's awesome.
She could win? Why are you saying she can't win?
Yeah, you're supposed to tell me
you barely even know the event. How do you know right off the bat? I think you're jumping to conclusions.
Hey, she could win.
She could.
She could.
What
you're
I
right.
like to hear.
You're right.
You mm-hmm. tell your children, mm-hmm. of course you can win.
Look, I'm just going to tell you right now.
What?
She is the only athlete in that event that will know how many hurdles there are.
And she will also know down to the second what she needs to cross them in order to have a chance for making the cut. Okay, because math.
She's good at math.
Because math. So I'm just doing my arms like she's going to run. And yeah, she's.
The Asians are good at math.
Yeah, they are. Also, she's
and
really.
And the girl is OCD. So you're
pretty.
Right.
So she will know. She's pretty smart and fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's got that.
The last track meet Merritt ever did, and we thought she would be a track star because she was
Daddy Long Legs.
Flipping fast and like off the chart fast. I think she was still in like an eighth grader, but she couldn't handle the stress of track.
What?
Yes, mm-hmm. because you have to wait for the event.
Oh, and she it would was make just, her stomach oh hurt.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So she had to do the hurdles. We were at Mountain Brook. They run the hurdles. She'd never run them.
Mm-hmm.
She comes like in second, barely after the girl who is a, you know, does track for
phenom,
you know, travel track.
Wow.
And they're like, and she's stressed out about it. And they said, oh, we're going to have to do them again because we left them at the guy's height.
What?
And then she was like, nope. That's the last track event she ever ran. She's like, I'm out. Not doing it.
She came in second
on yes. guy's height.
Against the girl who was a travel track star.
Mm.
And then she was like, we're going to have to do it again. We're going to have to do it again. And
bless
that was
it.
No more track.
I love her. I love her
so
much.
It was amazing. I was like, well, how do you not get? She says, just different. It's different.
I had to run track because my mom thought that would make me
Italian.
Healthier.
Well, she knew you were Italian.
And
she was like,
I
this
hated
girl
it too.
Fast.
Yeah. You know what? If only I'd known I was biracial, I would have committed more. I'd have got myself a scholarship. And sometimes people are like, wow, where did you get your athleticism? And I'm like,
it's not the Italians.
How do you know how to throw a ball?
That could have been the Italians.
Yeah, the Italians when they were throwing pasta. Oh, my God. Gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
Guys, who's glad it's Friday?
I'm glad.
You glad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. I got a question for y'all. Mm. A little Alabama news question.
Ooh.
I don't even know if it's
that's
made
very
the,
serious for 9:13 on a Friday. What's your problem?
It hasn't made the... somebody sent me this. It's a story by Allender Rocha. And it's maybe over 1819 now, but it looks like... I don't even know what site this is. Do you know the Alabama House of Representatives... passed a bill. You might have been there yesterday. Passed a bill. No, let's see. Yesterday was 25th. No, you weren't. Allowing some illegal aliens to attend colleges.
I'm sorry.
What?
Here's the headline. Alabama House passes bill allowing some undocumented immigrants to attend college.
Scott, I'm sorry.
For
who
free?
Was the sponsor of the bill?
It gets... And look, I think... He's a friend of the program.
Oh, I don't like to hear this. Go ahead and break
and
it to me.
And I'll just about bet you I can figure out why. And I will say that it is one of our, it's not a weakness, it is a positive. But at times, conservatives are usually nice.
Mm.
They're good people. And I was going to start this. I was going to do this whole build up. I was going to say like, you know, are there things that, okay, we'll ask you this. There's an old saying, you attract more, what is it,
bees with
honey than
vinegar.
So you get that one, and we'll all agree to that. We also all agree that when you subsidize something, more people will do it. If you give something away, if it's free or whatever, more people will do it. If you make things easier to occur, more people will do it. And years ago when we passed the anti-illegal immigration bill,
mm-hmm.
the thought process was, if things are difficult, we're not trying to punish anyone, but we do not want to be a magnet. We don't want to be the place where the illegal aliens crossing the border and says, we're going to Alabama because it's awesome in Alabama. They have all kind of stuff. Let other people do the, you know, the freebies and all this kind of stuff. That was part of the mindset. We're not against it. We're just against illegal immigration. So we would all agree that you can't have honey out there and not think bees are going to come to the honey. Even though, do bees even go to regular honey that's already out there? Or they just go to flowers.
Well,
anyway, but it's a saying.
It's a good question.
This bill would allow students in the U.S. without legal permission. I love the way this is written by Alexander Rocha. So illegal aliens.
Legal permission. Mm-hmm,
without legal permission. to attend one of Alabama's post-secondary institutions. So those are taxpayer-funded. We give a lot to those universities and colleges out of the taxpayers' money in the state. If they have applied for legal status and attended a high school for 3 years and have a high school diploma, GED, or equivalent. The sponsor said these are students who are wanting to better themselves and make a better place. They are the ones that are not going to end up on the streets. They are the ones that have to apply for legal status and have to go to school in the country. The House bill, the bill passed the House 89-10.
I'm sorry.
89-10. Now, I will give you one of the reasons I think it passed is because the sponsor is a good guy.
But is the sponsor a good guy with direct connection to illegals?
Abs.
Oh, wait, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you're sounding like me.
Oh, shoot.
The sponsor?
Oh, yay!
And I'm not. Listen to this. Undocumented students are barred from attending public higher education in the state under HB 56. Dum-da-dum. The 2011 law that aimed to criminalize the immigrants in the state without... That's my bill. Federal courts later gutted much of the law, but the bar on higher education remained. And I know this gentleman, and I know...
He is a good guy.
He's being nice. It's Reed Ingram.
But
y'all remember Reed?
Yes, Reed's great.
Reed is awesome. I love
the guy. Creek.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know how this happens, okay? And look, I'm not speaking for him. I'm not bashing him. Everybody knows people. You know people. I know people.
Yeah.
And somebody has a situation, and he's helping fix the situation. I know that is. But from a policy standpoint, I don't think it was a good piece of legislation.
How do conservatives manage to do that, though, that we turn on ourselves and we go back on the things we say we value, like the law? Like, how do you have a leg to stand if you say, well, I'm against illegal immigration, but I'm for them going to college here? Like, am I wrong? Does that make sense?
No, because what happens is we say, well, okay, well, they're already here anyway. And the government, the federal government's never going to do anything about it. So we must let them be the best citizens we can possibly be. And that's the argument. And I can see that argument. So I'm not angry with it. I'm just trying to say it is a bad overall policy. Mm-hmm. One time I picked up a guy to give him a ride.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. This is a great story. He was walking. I saw him walking. I was on the way to a home improvement store. He was walking. I came back. He's still walking. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So I pull over. And
what car were you in?
I was in a truck.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pull over. In a truck. And I find out he lives way down there. So I'm like, dude, I'll give you a ride. Had to use a little Spanish. Mm-hmm. Give him a ride. About 20, maybe a minute or two after he gets in the car, because he's looking at me. And all of a sudden I can tell he realizes who I am.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh,
no.
Was back during right after all the anti-illegal immigration.
Before we had the right. Internet webs and your face was everywhere. Yeah. You were everywhere on the TV.
This was on the TV constantly.
Oh,
this was everywhere. I'd introduce myself and he's like, oh, nice to meet you. He barely speak English, and then he's like, and he's in the car with
me. Holy schlitzo.
He
thinks
he thinks he's like, I'm being deported at this moment. And I felt terrible because I could tell he was terrified.
Did he break out in the cold sweats?
Oh, yeah. He was like, gosh. And then he just starts sitting over there. So we have a conversation. And the conversation was, look, I'm not turning you in. I'm not taking you. I am. And I have passed all this legislation. But the point is, those are governmental policies because it's the best thing for our people and our state. I have nothing against you as a person. I hope the best for you. Took him to his house, helped him out, actually tried to get him in touch with somebody that could help try to usher on the whole idea of becoming legal.
Yeah.
And found out during some of those conversations that there is a whole network that abuses people who are in the country illegally, many of them also Hispanic, who promise things like, hey, I'm an attorney, and you pay me every month, and I'll help you get your legal status, and all this kind of stuff, when many of them, there's just no chance for legal status, and they're paying these folks astounding amounts of money every month. So then I went back to some of the liberal folks in the legislature and said, hey, look, I'll help you pass some of these protections if you really want to do it. But that's the point. I mean, is that I have nothing against someone personally, but it's not a good policy.
Right.
And you have to look out what's good for the state and the future of the people we represent. And then a lot of times we end up with this personal desire to help one person or a family or whatever, and you change the whole public policy. Interesting, because it did not make the news. Did y'all see it?
Nope.
We'll be back.
He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from
me. Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
it's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused.
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carol's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carol'sCarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters. But then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited LeafFilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit LeafFilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Before I continue to rant, Sky, any updates? How things going? How are you, man? Not good.
It's another more setbacks. Martha has another UTI. So
no way.
Way.
God, man. Man.
She's trying to troop through it. But
right.
Of course, they've got her on antibiotics and everything.
I'm sorry. Those
man,
will
so,
make you crazy.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Man.
I don't know what else.
Sweet to, Martha.
She sounded great this morning. Okay.
Oh,
like
good.
I said, she's been on antibiotics for a few days, so it should be, you know, almost cleared up. And she answered on the fifth ring this morning. The voice sounded strong.
Good.
Very
good,
clear.
Good.
Very concise.
Well, you're going to get to spend a couple of days, too, because it'll be the weekend, so that's good.
Yeah. Oh, Scott, do you need to take that call?
I don't know. No, not today.
Prayers are much appreciated, y'all. And
we will pray.
Just going to plow through this.
Golly, man. All right, we're praying for
Sorry
you.
Sorry to be such a downer.
No. We got to know, and everybody wants to know. So we just need to pray harder, I think.
Yeah,
goodness.
Let's do it.
Goodness Sorry. Gracious.
Aww.
Finishing up with this, and I want to get to your calls, because we got a good track story, and we've got some folks want to weigh in on the illegal alien bill. Brock Colvin, so the piece of legislation would take out part of the old HB 56 from 2011 and allow illegal aliens to attend college in the state of Alabama, which I thought was bad enough. Brock Colvin, a Republican from Albertville, offered an amendment. Guess what the amendment did? The amendment said the state cannot provide financial aid to illegal aliens who are going to apparently go to our colleges and universities. He had to withdraw the amendment. According to this article, the amendment got pushback from both Democrats and Republicans. Barbara Drummond, Democrat from Mobile, said the amendment was rather heartless. We're trying to do something about the workforce in Alabama.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Listen to this. We're trying to do something about the workforce in Alabama, and while we're trying to take two steps forward, this amendment is going to push us three steps back. So please understand, people, that our legislators are saying that to fix our workforce problems, and we have, what, half the people in the state who could work not working. What's that called? There's a phrase. Mm-hmm. They're not unemployed. They're
underemployed.
Underemployed.
No, there's the official.
Yeah.
Yeah. They stopped looking for a job.
Yeah. Right. They're not even looking. Yeah.
So they're not even doing anything. So we need to fix our workforce problem with illegal aliens, clearly, is what they're saying. Representative Danny Garrett, Republican from Trustful, who chairs the Ways and Means Education Committee, said if the students end up living in the state after getting a K-12 education, saying that we don't put those handcuffs on anyone else. What I'm saying is if you do this, make this investment, and then tell them basically to leave, which is, I think, what would happen, I don't think they come back. So he's saying, look, we paid for their K-12 education. We need to keep them around. We pay for K-12 because the federal government says you absolutely have to. So anyway, Colvin had to withdraw the amendment that said no financial aid.
So our tax, state tax
dollars that are already paying for the university, basically on a per student basis, they also want to be able to give illegal aliens financial aid to cover the other part that we're not already paying for. So the illegal alien gets the aid before your kid gets the aid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing.
So did somebody get the person who sponsored this to do it? Do they know something that we don't know? I mean, this is awful.
And I don't think it's a good
plan.
This
is really, really awful. So did they go to the most soft-hearted person with a direct link? Like, I want to understand.
Was this Reed Ingram's bill? Did he sponsor the bill?
Yes, he was a sponsor of the bill.
Okay.
House Bill 210.
So
now it goes to the Senate, I guess.
Which maybe the Senate will kill it. I will say historically this session, the Senate has been the more conservative chamber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they will.
This is the part that was hard for me when I was in the legislature trying to do some of these things. Is that it is very difficult to say this is the best policy for the state. And then someone says, yes, but what about Sally? What about Johnny? What about Billy? And you can't say, your heart doesn't want to say, well, I don't care, because you do care. And that's the problem, is that what is good for the state is tough on the soul sometimes, tough on you emotionally.
Right.
And I just don't think making it easier for illegal aliens in the state of Alabama is a very, very smart thing to do. I just don't think that's the best thing to do. And I'm sure apparently 89 of the 105 legislators thought it was the best thing to do.
I want to know who voted against it.
I mean, aren't we? Donald Trump is talking about deporting unbelievable amounts of people. This is what's funny. The Alabama legislature, we get to the point that most Americans are now for deporting millions of illegal aliens. For the first time ever, most Americans think it. Alabama legislature decides to take that moment in time to say, no, we'll make it easier to be an illegal alien in our state.
And we'll pay for your college.
Why do we not do something to incentivize people to get into the workforce instead of trying to bring more illegal aliens in, which just will take more jobs and put more Alabamians on the non-working list? Why do we do that?
You think he would call us?
I don't know. And here's the thing. Again, we know him personally.
Yes.
We like him. We're not angry. This is a policy difference.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to, how much time do I got, Sky?
37 seconds.
Oh, Soldier Boy, don't go anywhere. I definitely want to hear what you have to say. David, I want the track story because I'm going to need the track story to make me feel better after this story. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, we'll be back.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day Cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, you could not write a better weather script for the last weekend of April. Just a beautiful day today with a high temperature up to about 86, mostly sunny. Very mild overnight tonight. It'll be cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice, warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still dry on Monday with a higher on 86. Good bit of sunshine. Risk of widely scattered storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
for the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We have been talking about this article over at the AlabamaReflector.com by Allender Rocha, titled Alabama House Passes Bill Allowing Some Undocumented Immigrants, i.e. illegal aliens, to attend college. And the sponsor is called, I have said multiple times, a friend of the program, someone we very much like, and Representative Ingram, Reed Ingram, welcome to the show, brother. I hope you are doing well, and I appreciate you taking the time to give us a call.
You bet. And I'm sorry I didn't respond faster, but, you know, we're down here at Sweet Creek trying to do some business, and somebody had called me and said I needed to reach out to y'all, but I appreciate everything y'all do, and I wanted to say good morning to everybody.
Good morning. And, tell me that Allender Rocha is wrong about legislation and where we're going.
Yeah. So I don't know. I hadn't read the article on that, you know, but we did make an exception for some that are, we had a problem in Mobile, and that was probably the only place that we've identified so far, but people that have attended school in Alabama, so we have to pay their way federally to go K through 12. Mm-hmm. But when they graduate high school, they want to pay their way and go to college. So we're not giving any grants, no money's going to them. They have to pay their way to go to college. But what was happening in Mobile, they were going to a two-year college in Pensacola. They land jobs down there, and they stay in Pensacola. Well, we've got a huge problem with participation rate in the state. A lot of people have decided not to go back into the workforce. 47% have decided not to get into workforce, and we're having a hard time finding employees for jobs for welding and for automakers and stuff, and even dental hygienists. There are people who are getting a degree that have applied. They have to apply for their legal status. They have to apply for their legal status and prove that, and they have to have finished school in the United States. So that's the only way they can go to college. We're one of two states, South Carolina and Alabama, are the only two states that do not allow them to go to college. And I wanted to make sure that we didn't let illegals come. If they've applied for their legal status and they've completed school in Alabama and they pay their way, then that's fine for them to go. You know, don't leave our state if you want to participate and be a dental hygienist, or you want to be a welder, or if you want to give back to our community and our state. We've paid the way because federally they're protected to make them go to school. We can't stop it. I'd like to be able to stop it all, you know, but you can't. And this is only if they've applied for legal status, which is the way we've looked at it, and the best accounts that we could get is probably 1 out of 10,000 that's applied for legal status.
I was going to ask because at least a few years ago, coming into the country illegally, there was a misconception that you get in the country illegally and then you just sign some magical form that puts you on the path to legal status. And I think you've kind of answered it there. They're 1 in 10,000 because I think the federal law pretty much bars you from doing it. So it's a very difficult thing to do. I do have a couple other questions, though, Reed. One was was an amendment by the House member Colvin from Albertville that said, according to this article, would guarantee that there would be no financial aid to these illegal alien students. So the, and that was tabled or withdrawn?
No.
Was adopted?
Let me explain it. So let me explain it. So he got up and brought an amendment to make sure that no money would be spent in any way that what his amendment was, that no money any way that would be contributed from the state. Well, the chairman of education, Danny Garrett, which is very conservative like me, had got up and said, you know, we give money to the colleges, and the colleges can use the money any way they want, not to pay for the illegals, but they can use it to pay for their teachers. Some portion of it could be identified to go to these, but not earmarked for those. So every student accepts money from the state, whether they don't get, whether they pay 100% of their way or not.
That's right, but because we pay a portion of every student's collegiate cost that goes to the colleges and universities in the state that are taxpayer-funded state. Yeah, we pay part of the way, and that's why people are shocked that their tuition is so high when I tell them, hey, we're paying a big portion of it. They're like, for the love of Pete, how much does this actually cost? I'm like, way more than it should.
They won't be getting an in-state because they don't show that they're in-state legal, you see. So, but the two-year colleges, you know, do what they want to do, give them anybody a deal that they want to get, because a lot of times, like Mercedes, say, hey, we're gonna help with this person, we're gonna help with that person, and so, you know, if that's the case. But these are no funding to earmarks for aliens, illegals that are coming in here at all. No different than any other out of state student.
I am interested in how the junior colleges are doing what they're doing when the law says they're... Oh, yeah, I'm sure the colleges do. They're there for as many people as they can possibly get. Reed, like I said, you are a friend of the program. I probably would not have voted along with the 89 members of the Alabama House. I personally believe that... Yeah, we have some workforce participation problems, and we need to deal with those. I'm not saying you don't, but the legislature doesn't seem really fired up about dealing with some of those things. But I just see this as another way to say, hey, come on to Alabama, even if you're illegal, we'll be more inviting than we otherwise were.
And we weigh and measure. So you've only got two states that do this.
That doesn't make us wrong.
I know. It doesn't make us wrong. But we were losing all that workforce that Ron DeSantis has done. He don't want them in his state. Texas doesn't want them in their state. But they have to educate them instead of them being gangs on the street, you know. And federally, they're protected to go K-12. We can't stop it.
That's right.
Even if we pass the law, they can't. You know, we are protected federally. They are to do that. So if they've applied for legal status, probably 1 out of 10,000, and if they've completed school in the United States, you know, which is rare too. So, you know, the combination of both, actually, South Carolina's, if you research it, is probably looser than ours. They allow it to a certain point, just like we do. But we had that problem on our border state, like Mobile. That's where they were busting.
How many people do you think actually were leaving of that 1 out of 10,000 to go to Pensacola and get that education? Because it doesn't sound like it'd be many.
On those guys that are probably going to Pensacola, to be honest with you, probably not very many of them that have applied for legal status. Pensacola is just wanting them because their workforce is so short. They're going to educate them on the higher ed on a two-year college and put them to work in, you know, higher-paying jobs. But you know, a lot of these guys that want to improve. I've got a girl that called me and thanked me yesterday for getting this thing through. She's been here since kindergarten. She wants to go in and be a nurse, which we're short on nurses, but she was not able to go, so her parents were going to move to a different state. I didn't ask her what state, but she's already on her path. She'll get her legal papers probably in June or July. And she says, thank you for assuring me that I can go to college and contribute. You know what I'm saying? And
I got
she's been
you.
Here since all the way through. So, I mean, there's rare cases, but we put so much safety precautions on it. It's not going to attract anybody to come to Alabama just because they cross the border, because if they most of them don't ever want to be legal. They want to work for a few years and take that money back to Mexico, you know.
Gotcha. Reed Ingram has been with us. Thank you, Representative Ingram. We got to take a break, brother. Have a great day. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you all so much. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
How you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02044, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Tucker Pecan is in a brand new location at 1935 Mulberry Street, but they still got the same great products they had when they were downtown.
Hey, David Little with Tucker Pecan. We're lucky, you know, here at 1935 Mulberry Street. Hey, we've got a great new shop. We have great new neighbors, great people coming in to see us, and we are so excited because we're going to be doing the same things we've done for years and years, but we're going to do them a little bit better now. We're going to be more centrally located where you don't have to go downtown. You can come over here to Mulberry Street and shop with us. We've got great jellies, jams, we've got Vertigo hot sauce, bearded pickles. We've got all the candies that have made us successful over the years. We've got some new barbecue sauces, Alabama Sunshine, great, great items. And you know what? We've got shelves stocked with them, and they're ready for you to come pick up. And if you can't get to Montgomery, you know what? Go to our other store, Wetumpka, 132 Company Street, downtown Wetumpka. They have all the great items up there also. So come check either location out, and we'll take care of the rest. You can call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. David, thank you so much, because I need a funny track story.
How are you guys?
Man, I'm doing great, David. How are you this morning?
Good. Yeah, I used to run track in high school, and this was 1976, so it was leading up to, it was spring, just before the Olympics that year, you know, in Montreal with Bruce Jenner and all. And so anyway, in
gym class, she was the fastest woman I ever saw.
Sure was.
I'm telling you, most athletic woman.
Yes. He didn't throw like a girl.
No. So anyway, our gym teacher split our gym class up into two teams. I was the captain of one team, and a friend of mine was the captain of the other. And we had the Olympics all week long. And so anyway, the final event was 100-meter hurdles. And so this friend of mine, now he was 6'5", about 225. I'm 5'10", about 155 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And he, I told him, he's like, this isn't fair. He said, I know you're going to beat me. I said, tell you what I'll do. I said, I'll wait to start until you've cleared the first hurdle. And I said, and then when we get to the last hurdle, I'll turn and run the rest of the race backwards. And I'll still probably beat you. And so anyway, so he takes off, clears the first hurdle. I take off. I catch up to him by about the third or fourth hurdle. I clear the last hurdle, stop, turn around. He's still coming down the hurdle. And I start going backwards and still beat him to the finish line.
Oh, my gosh. And then when he caught you, did he, like, beat you up?
No, I wanted to do. Everybody was dying laughing, you know. But here's the funny part. He ended up getting a football scholarship to Iowa State, was a draft pick by Bill Parcells of the New York Giants, and was an offensive lineman on the Super Bowl teams of the Giants back when Phil Simms was quarterbacking.
No way! And you went around telling everybody, I beat him in the hurdles running backwards.
But it was one of those things. I sure wish we had cell phones back then, because it would have been a classic to have seen.
Oh, that is a great story, David. I needed that
so
badly.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question about what we were talking to Representative Ingram.
Wait, I got a question about
hurdles.
Is it bad for me to ask how you jump over them backwards?
No, he ran the whole. I said beat him backwards, but he ran the hurdles straight. And then cleared the last hurdle, turned around backwards the rest of the way.
Yeah,
I would have liked to have seen that on the cell phone back then.
Yeah, that would have been.
Okay, so he didn't
Yeah, he didn't go backwards. No.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah, if he'd have done that,
that
would have been something. The question I had was, did he say that the junior colleges in our state are letting illegals go to school because they're just kind of doing what they want? Now, I don't know if he meant to say that. I don't want to take him out of context. He wasn't trying to out anybody.
Right.
But that's what I thought I heard, which, unless I'm greatly mistaken, they're considered higher ed.
And that's illegal?
I think that's illegal. Because I don't remember us saying, oh, illegal aliens can't go to school in our state, taxpayer-funded schools, except for the junior college.
Listen to what we're saying. That's illegal. Illegal aliens can't do that. None of this makes sense.
None of it makes sense. But somebody needs to check and see if they've been breaking the law.
Well, and how about somebody
else?
Not
that anybody will execute
them. Not that there's
a rule
of law anymore or anything. But,
well, here's somebody from his district saying, also, we don't need a bill for that crap. Their kids have to get loans and pay for it. They would like some money.
Right.
Because the kids who have done the right thing the right way have worked super hard.
Right.
So this is just not even okay. Well, I'm sorry, it's not.
Representative Garrett made the point that, yes, we spend taxpayer money to help pay part of the college cost for the Alabama kids who go to Alabama schools. Well, if we have extra, even if it's a little bit extra, Then turn down the tuition a tad there, boys and girls.
Thank you.
Or give tax breaks or something to the people that are actually putting money into the system. I mean, We're just...
You mean the citizens of Alabama? The people who are always last?
The ones that economic incentives don't benefit.
Look, and the one we never even examined, how come 47% of the people aren't in the workforce?